Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. There's nothing fun about living through an extreme weather disaster, but to help kids and families stay safe in an emergency, FEMA and the American Red Cross have teamed up to make disaster preparedness a game.
If children grow up understanding the importance of disaster preparedness, they'll grow into being prepared adults.
Aaron Levy is the Director of Individual and Community Preparedness at FEMA. He says the free printable game is part of the Prepare with Pedro campaign. It's a preparedness education program with storybooks and activities, starring a cartoon penguin in a hard hat named Pedro. In the game, players match cards naming different types of hazards with cards describing how to stay safe during those events. For example, never play in floodwater. It also teaches kids about things their families can do to prepare for a disaster, like making a family evacuation plan.
I have an 11-year-old, and I know when she comes home very excited from school and wants us to participate in something, it really gets our entire family excited.
So he says getting young people engaged in the basics of emergency readiness can also help inspire adults to prepare for increasingly extreme weather. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
And welcome back. That last song before we break for that PSA there was a Kosh song called "I Was a 13-Year-Old Dinosaur." Kind of a funny thing. We actually had some friends come back. I'm a big skateboarder, and so my friends that I grew up, the friends that I skated with in high school came back from Victoria for the Christmas holidays, and so we filmed like a little Instagram edit, which was so fun. You should get, if any of you guys do those things, you know, you don't even have to like skateboard or anything, you know, making like a little montage with your friends, like whether it be like, you know, you guys go on a trip together and, you know, you make a little sizzle highlight reel or something. There's something really fun about like sitting down with your friends and editing things to music. And so that's exactly what they did. My friends came back to skate for the winter and it was super nice. Like, I mean, we skated so much. Sometimes it's like hard for me to skate on my own in Vancouver. And it's kind of nice to fall back and know that like, oh yeah, like I have these friends to fall back on, you know, who come in here and now. And yeah, we had a great time. And we really like that Kosh song because it starts off with like that, you know, very, very early 2000s, like Trapaholics, like producer tags type thing where it's like, but it's emo music, you know? So we picked a similar song, by Kosh, to make a little edit from. And it was so great, you know? And the holidays are always great for that, you know? I'm looking forward to reading break next week, because I'm sure some of my friends will come back. But also, like, little breaks like that are super good, you know? I usually take the summers off from school, and sometimes it's like, you know, with all that time, it's easy to get carried away doing sort of, you know, mundane things. Like, you know, I think that having that balance just makes breaks so much more rewarding, you know? Like, I feel like having a reading break feels so good after being partway through a semester, you know, having Christmas break, as, you know, somewhat short as it is super, super nice. Knowing full well that I'd be going back to school or going back to work or something other. And so, yeah, my friends, had a really fun, there was a fun little day where my friends, we were all skating in Richmond, for the day. And I was like, oh, I've got to go to my part-time job. And they were like, oh yeah, you know, why not? We'll like drive you back to Vancouver. Why not hang out for a bit? And, like I spent the whole day like skating and then drove back to Vancouver to my job. And they like came and sat down and had a drink or something, and ordered some food. And they ended up staying for like the entire shift, all the way through from like the 5 hours that I worked that day. And so we all kind of chilled out. I had my little homies as my little cheerleaders. It was awesome. And, man, that day, it's so many antics. Yeah, my friends stayed and, you know, got a little bit buzzed at the bar while I like worked. And they were like itching to skate after that. And I had broken my board, but like, luckily, you know, my place of work also sells skateboards. Funny enough, it's a restaurant, but you know, they're hip to it, you know? And so they saved the session in the end. And, I bought a board from my workplace and we ended up skating until like 2 a.m. and it was such a good time, you know? And those are kind of things that, like, you know, I feel like you only sort of take advantage, well, not only, but feels the greatest to take advantage when you know you've got a short break, you know? Like, you know what? Like, there, it might not be a chance for us to hang out tomorrow. Let's just, like, hang out until 2 a.m. and, you know, get that, like, sort of, that, like, second wind, that, like, night high to be sketching around at night and whatnot. Sort of speaking about my work a little bit, I've been getting really into their trivia nights. My work hosts trivia nights, and they had this really cool segment that I want to share with you guys a little bit. I thought it was really, really clever, because sometimes trivia can get bogged down by a lot of, you know, memorizing facts or, like, knowing, you know, so-and-so's actors' roles or something, but the trivia host did something really cool that was more of like a brain teaser, if anything. And the theme of it was in between. And so how it works is that he'll give you two clues, so describing two different things. But the idea is that it is one word. So one compound word that satisfies two requirements. So for example, he when let's say the act of taking somebody, the act of not taking the, oh sorry the act of abducting somebody, and the second clue is a child sleeping. And so the word there to satisfy both requirements would be the word kidnapping. So if you follow with me so far, I thought it was such a really clever one. And so I'll do another one for you that I thought was also really clever. The hint was a posted message. And the second hint was water in any form that isn't a solid. And so the answer to that one was not ice. But also, if you put not ice together, it spells notice, which also satisfies the posted message requirement. And so, oh, I thought that was such a clever brain teaser. I hope he does more of that. But maybe I'll leave you guys with one more to think about at home. I'm totally borrowing from the trivia host. You know, props to him for coming up with all these questions. But I'll leave you, I will leave you with one more one of these like in-between game things. The first hint was it was something that is flame retardant. And the second hint was the second hint was evidence of arson. So I'll leave that to you guys at home. Anybody listening want to figure out that brain teaser? It's one word, one compound word that satisfies both requirements. So I'll leave that with you guys. On to some more music here. I've got a track by Moon River. It's called The Hypnotist. Coming out right here. Let me load it up for y'all. Here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And leave you all alone to care for the dark. But I'm sure she cheers you. I remember the night, flying high above the world, feeling fine. But jealous hearts can lead to tears in despair. I guess I never knew that if my heart was not enough, we might have to call it off. Take my hands, my fingers too. May there be some use to you. And now I know you've been untrue. When Van Gogh first learned the news, he said this time we've gone too far. Catch it.
Track was Vapor Season by Bloodbath 64. Very eclectic name. I'm coming down to the bottom of my hour for today, but I want to thank you all for listening. My name's Varian, and it's been a pleasure playing tunes and, you know, keeping up the vibes with all you guys, you know. Hope you enjoy my style and my content, you know. Kind of an eclectic... today was actually pretty organized, but sometimes it's a bit of a variety, a bit of a mixed bag of the music I sort of choose. So I'm glad to have you all listening this week. And, you know, if you like what you heard this week, be sure to tune in again next week. I'll be on at the exact same time, 3 o'clock, coming right after class, hot off a lecture, to spin some tunes for you guys. So, you know, hope you guys all enjoy. For my last track of the week, I got another kind of jazzy track by Josh Cole. I've got The Subway coming up next, right after I play the show promo. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CGSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia. SFU SOCA, students of Caribbean and African ancestry, all throughout February for events in celebration of Black History Month. On February 1st, at the sub-social stage, from 3 to 5 p.m., is the kickoff ceremony with a focus theme of African Americans and the arts. On February 9th, games and movie night in the SOCA room in the Student Union Building, room 1430, on the first floor, from 6 to 10 p.m. February 16th, get your groove on with a dance workshop held in subroom 2410, second floor of the Student Union Building, from 6 to 8 p.m. And finally, February 24th, support SOCA in recognition of 30 years with a gala event held in the sub ballroom, fifth floor of the Student Union Building, from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. For more information, visit the SOCA Instagram at SFUSOCA or drop by their space in the Student Union Building, room 1430.